This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And oh, by the way, a special shout out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, and let's not forget about our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the third watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running along, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, as he does, usually during the first segment, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we've got breaking news as we start the show here, Kyle. Apparently, according to the White House, Turkey has been given the green light to move into Syria. And our U.S. troops have moved out of the area where they're going to move into, and the ISIS prisoners that we had there have been handed over to Turkey. Now, what more do you know about this than what I just said?
Well, yes, this is a very sudden change, although this does come on the heels, Captain, of a phone call earlier that we understand occurred between President Trump and President Erdogan of Turkey, and where they were talking about the establishment of what was going to be a safe zone inside Turkey, and part of that was trying to stave off some of this movement by the Turkish forces. But now those forces are going to be on the move. And yes, the United States is going to get American troops out of the area, turn over the ISIS fighters. Partial information from a statement from the White House says that otherwise the United States would be holding on to these ISIS fighters at great cost to the American taxpayer. But we're now going to see just how this may play, because of course this involves the Kurds who have been fighting against ISIS, but of course Turkey is very much against the Kurds, and the Kurds will now essentially be on their own from what we understand. But again, a very quick move by the Trump administration.
Well, the Turks have already threatened an all-out war against, I'm sorry, the Kurds have threatened an all-out war against Turkey if they are attacked. There's no guarantees that that's not going to happen.
Well, that's exactly right. And part of what the United States is saying, on the heels of this, this new information that we're getting, is that the United States defeated the ISIS territorial quote-unquote caliphate, and will no longer essentially have troops in the immediate area. So this also, you may recall, Captain, this was many, many months ago where the president talked about wanting to remove American fighters out of Syria, and that caused a major political firestorm. And so I'm sure that things will be heating up in the morning hours. Here we are in the overnight hours, and we're going to start seeing some reaction very early this morning, I believe.
Yeah, more than likely. And folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do just to lead up our show just about every night of the week. And we try to make sure that we get the things out there that need to be out there to begin with. Now, Kyle, very quickly here, according to The Blaze and Glenn Beck, they've dropped this recording from a Ukrainian recording, which is so damning that it's no wonder the media isn't sharing it, because it talks about the Clintons and their connection and the whole nine yards. Now, did you listen to that audio?
Yes, this is a very, very explosive audio, to say the least, and this is essentially from the Ukrainian National, get this, Captain, Anti-Corruption Bureau Chief.
Huh.
And his name is Artem Sitnik, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he seems on this audio to be saying how he, in fact, helped Hillary Clinton. But that's not even the least the least of it, Captain, because he's also talking on this audio not only how he helped Hillary Clinton, but he said that Hillary Clinton essentially is a politician who helps to compromise what he referred to as the hegemony in the U.S. and in the entire world. And he says, for us, meaning the Ukrainians, it is sort of better to help Hillary. For the Americans, he goes on to say, what Trump would be doing, or what Trump is doing, is better for them, meaning the Americans. Very interesting comments, I think.
Yeah, well, again, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. And by the way, I'm hearing that Friday of this week there may be some more damning stuff that comes out, as the Inspector General is expected to release his information, perhaps, about the FISA report come Friday.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Captain, we hear so much about somehow President Trump is attacking our democracy, or Russia is attacking our democracy. But, Captain, when you have falsified FISA warrants and begin spying on American citizens for political gain, not any part of real and legitimate law enforcement activity, that is the very definition of attacking our democracy.
Yeah, it is. And, folks, again, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I speak to him usually during the first segment of the program. And here comes the music, so we're going to put Kyle over here on hold, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. And I'll tell you what, just getting started, things are really starting to heat up again, not only over there in Syria with Turkey going into Syria, but also here in this country with the information coming out about the Democrats, what they knew when they knew it, and the Ukraine releasing information.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. We appreciate you very much. And if you are struggling with pain, severe or nagging pain, and you're kind of at your wit's end, and maybe you want to quit taking all that extra dosage of ibuprofen or aspirin or Aleve or whatever it is you're taking, guess what? I got a solution for you. It's called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken for about 3.5 years. So I know it works for me. Let's establish that to begin with. And I have arthritis. And if anybody's got arthritis, you know how it is to try to put up with that for, you can tell what the weather's like and pretty much forecast the weather with the aches and pains you have. But if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, toe pain, whatever kind of pain you got, muscle aches too, then let me suggest the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, it's helped people, including, like I say, myself, find relief in just a couple of weeks of use. This is a 3-week quick start. And what you'll know when you take this and take it per the instructions, not just wing it, take it per the instructions of the pack. You'll know whether or not it's going to work for you or not by the end of the 3rd week. I guarantee you that one. So it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. The website, sign up for it. Make sure that you get the 3-week quick start, the $19.95 3-week quick start, at relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we want to keep going here a little bit anyway on the Ukraine situation, because over the weekend, a second whistleblower has come forward in the Trump-Ukraine scandal. Now, that could backfire from what we understand, even though the reports are he has firsthand knowledge of what was going on. That could backfire because if he did, in fact, hear the phone call and is going to talk about what he heard, and if Donald Trump said what was true, and we have no reason to think that he didn't because we've seen transcripts to that effect, then somebody is going to have a black eye on the other side of the aisle, namely on the Democrat side.
Well, yes. I mean, we're trying to sort of figure out what their strategy might be here, Captain. I mean, partially it kind of appears as sort of a Kavanaugh-type strategy, you know, can, you know, keep bringing in more allegations and try to pile on and try to create a critical mass. And then also the second whistleblower sort of reminds me of the old saying, you know, second verse, same as the first here. It's going to be what? He was trying to put pressure on to Zelensky, who's already said he wasn't under pressure.
Right.
As far as we know, he had no idea, that is the president of Ukraine, had no idea that anything was being withheld for any reason at that time. And it comes off as a very friendly conversation about an unresolved corruption question that we know now has a lot to do with what Joe Biden had threatened the Ukrainian government with before. So they're going to bring somebody else now out now who's going to talk about the phone call of which you mentioned we have the transcript of, unless they go for a second strategy, Captain, and that is to say the transcript was altered. And so, again, it's this kind of, you know, trying to look for aliens in Area 51 or something. I don't know. They're throwing everything out there, it seems.
Well, there's something else that surfaced here, too. It's coming from Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri. He said that there's no information on the supposed missing computer server in the Ukraine, which was at the center of all of this. Gee, does that not sound familiar?
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah, he's basically talking about the idea that, you know, he's not sure what this means. Is there really a computer server and this kind of thing? But that's one of the reasons why we're trying to get to the bottom of these things. Is if something was hacked, and especially if Russia had anything to do with it, or these kinds of things, the American people have the right and they deserve to know.
Now, the FBI is currently investigating, and they have been for several years now, about 2 years, maybe three to my knowledge, the Chinese tech thefts at American universities. And as the U.S. warned allies around the world that China tech giant Huawei was a security threat, the FBI was also making the same point quietly to some universities here in the United States.
Well, that's right. And one of the fine lines that has to be walked, of course, is the idea of having open discussion or having research done and people sort of sharing information and ideas, but also making sure that in this day and age, because of the theft of intellectual property and of research and conclusions or anything that could be important to the tech or different scientific sort of based industries, that's right, American universities have got to create some new procedures, hopefully working with the Department of Justice or FBI in order to do that better while still maintaining that open atmosphere. It's a very difficult thing to do, no doubt. But goodness gracious me, we could talk about intellectual property theft by China all the live long day.
And, you know, we sit here and we watch the media just absolutely have a hissy. And yesterday, Congressman Jim Jordan was on one of the Talking Head shows. I don't know which one, I forgot now. But he said that the president has the press all spun up.
Well, of course he does. And it's interesting because the press continues to sort of dance to Trump's tune to a great degree. It's everything's about Trump. And also, the press really isn't following stories. They seem to be following, and you know, these different commentators and so forth, the prominent personalities, they're all following the idea that somehow Trump has done something impeachable, but not wanting to go after actual stories or even at least run down credible things where there's smoke, there's fire. And if you look at a lot of these different things about Joe Biden and his son and the contacts and the Ukraine and China and and so forth. My goodness, they could win a Pulitzer Prize or something if they would just run these things down.
And then we come to the Chinese, who are in the middle of this, up to their eyeballs with another little problem that's going on here. What the heck? Why would China end an NBA team relationship over the Hong Kong tweets? What's that all about?
Well, that's a real good question. You know, the way that China is even responding to everything that's happening in Hong Kong, and that, Captain, I think would be such a major story. One would think it would dominate the nightly news as an actual example of what happens when you have an authoritarian regime trying to make sure that the special rights and the special privileges and that Hong Kong residents have come to enjoy while all that is in jeopardy. But as to their to the NBA team, I'm not exactly sure what all that's about, to be honest.
Well, they're also taking away removing sponsors, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we'll see what's going on here. All right, let me just over here real quick. Good morning. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, I got two comments, and I'm going to hang up and
Give
it to the question.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
The reason why they're coming up with whistleblower number two, quote unquote, is because whistleblower number one is rapidly in the process of being discredited. So they have the CYA, and they're going to come up with more whistleblowers. As soon as one whistleblower gets discredited, they're going to come up with another one.
That's what we said.
And that's for the press. Mm-hmm. Never forget, the press in this country is owned by corporate interests, and behind that, the families that own them. And mm-hmm. if the families that own them, the corporate interests, don't like Trump or IE or Democrats or leftists or whatever, we're never going to have a free press, and we don't have one now. So don't wait on the press to go out there and find out the real truth about any of this, because they've been working for the other side for like 80 years now.
Sure.
Thanks, bye.
All right, yeah, and of course, what we said to begin with, what Ian mentioned to begin with, we had already said a few minutes ago, but we've said it before, haven't we, Kyle?
Well, sure, and yeah, I agree with Ian. Yeah, they're trying to bring up somebody else who's, you know, gonna. It's the pile-on strategy because it wasn't working.
And they'll continue to do it until they can find somebody that they think is credible enough that they'll believe or that has something. But again, the proof, the actual factual proof that we've seen or heard about, dispels anything that they have to say.
Well, exactly. And if you just would reverse it, if this was the Obama administration and somebody did a whistleblower thing on a call from Obama, we got the transcript, the press would say, there's the transcript, it's open and shut, let's move on, somebody was just politically trying to attack Obama. And the media would actually shut the whole thing down.
Right. And as far as the media goes, one of the reasons that we have at night confirmed listeners, a million to a million and a half listeners, and sometimes more than that, and upwards to a million people listening to us on the internet all around the world, is because we don't make up the stories. We let the people talk about what it is they want to talk about, and we make sure that when we talk about something, we know what we're talking about. All right, Kathy, it's your turn. I'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the impeachment inquiry expands, President Trump now says his energy secretary wanted him to call Ukraine's president. In a conference call with House Republicans on Friday, the president said that Rick Perry urged him to call President Zelensky to discuss liquefied natural gas and energy matters. Secretary Perry's spokesperson has confirmed he supported and encouraged the president to speak with Zelensky. Reporters are asking how the subject of Joe Biden's son, who works for a natural gas company, did come up in the conversation between the two presidents. Talking with CBN, Perry said, quote, "As God is my witness, neither Joe nor Hunter Biden's name came up when he spoke with President Zelensky." Additionally, energy issues were not discussed when President Trump spoke with him as well. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk show host, me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car or the truck that you're driving, plus the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, maybe the jet ski, the wave runner, the snowmobile you got there too. And it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, like they did me. Now, all you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, type in your zip code, and boom, you'll find out who your local agent is. As a matter of fact, on that website, they can even connect you by phone to your local agent, or you can talk to the national people and get a quote that way, and then you know what's going to happen. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about China, and we were talking about Hong Kong, and there's this sidebar story that's coming out from the former Navy Admiral Stavridis, who has said that Chinese patience is running out in Hong Kong, and he directly refers to the fact that there are some Chinese military people, personnel, that are mixed in with the police now.
Yes, this is a very, very important story, not only, of course, to the people in Hong Kong, but to the people all around the world who want self-determination and freedom and so forth. And we should be monitoring this story very closely, because we're watching, of course, an authoritarian regime from Beijing getting ready, I fear, to drop the hammer against those people in Hong Kong.
Believe so.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not going to be pretty. It is going to be very, very bad. And I don't want to see that happen, obviously, as I know that you don't as well. But what's going to happen, Captain, I think, is that the Chinese government is going to get it's backed into a corner, because their whole philosophy of the control factor is going to demand that they do something, and they do something decisive. And there's been a slow boil here, but again, this is because this is the system that they impose onto the people. We shouldn't be surprised when this happens, and that's why hopefully the United States and other and our allies can do something to put some kind of pressure to say, look, if this happens, then it's going to fundamentally change the relationships that are there. But we see the Chinese doing other things, like in the South China Sea and so forth, looking to extend their dominance into the world.
And by the way, over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, there was a report that came from Jimmy Carter's press secretary, former President Jimmy Carter, that he had taken a fall somewhere in his home, but he was doing okay after the fall. So our thoughts and prayers go out with the former president, Jimmy Carter. Even though I didn't really care for his political style, he's the oldest living president, and I hope he does well.
Yes, me too. I think, and I agree, I remember the Carter days of Carter presidency and so forth, and Jimmy Carter, at the heart of the matter, he's a good man, and we wish him the best.
Yes, very true. Now, the talks between the United Auto Workers and General Motors have apparently taken a turn for the worse, and the new four-year labor contract that there was being sought by the UAW, they're no closer than they were before. And what the big sticking point was, the people down at the lower end of the spectrum, the people that come in, and again, we call them, in the union circles, we call them 80%ers. They don't come in at the top dollar. They come in as journeymen, or they come in as apprentices, and they get paid 80% of whatever the starting salary is. So I think, I don't know how they're going to change that around, since just about every union has that out, if you will, giving the companies a chance to make a little bit of money before they have to pay the extra money for the people when they work their way up the ladder.
Well, exactly. And, yeah, this strike has been going on since September the 16th. So it's been going on quite some time, and does look like there's an end in sight in that sense.
Yeah, and it's starting to affect some of the supplies of the parts and the vehicles being built and whatnot, especially up in the Canadian end of things. So we'll see how that works out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Israel is working on a non-aggressive pact with the Gulf Arab states over there, and they seem to be making a little bit of progress.
Yes, they do, and this centers around the idea, of course, that the Iranian regime is a major threat to all of the Middle East, basically. So I think this is what Netanyahu and Israel are trying to capitalize on, because the Iranian regime would love to spread its own hegemony throughout that region. And so, of course, as we know, Israel, for example, has made peace with Egypt and so forth many, many years ago, and so looking to parlay that. So it was interesting to watch how this sort of pans out, because, of course, what also could be happening very, very soon is there could be the issue flaring up, of course, with the Iran attacking Saudi Arabia. So stay tuned.
Now, Senator Tom Cotton has suggested some interesting legislation, and I think I know where he's going with this, but his legislation that he's mentioning is that he wants Congress to pass a law to stop the contraband cell phones that come into the prisons. Well, first of all, they're contraband, correct?
Right, yeah.
So they're sneaking them in by whatever it is they're sneaking them in by. And, of course, these are what we call disposable throwaway phones, which allows the bad guys, including people like, oh, gosh, El Chapo, to still run their empires from inside the prisons they're in.
That's right. That's right. To do that, and also even at a smaller scale, to allow criminals to try to direct actions against witnesses outside and this kind of thing, and while they're inside, basically.
Now, I probably shouldn't say this, but there are means to listen to cell phone conversations that have been there for quite a few years. A standard, if you know the frequency for the cell phone, is one. The second way is a scanner that you. Also, and by the way, somebody, there's a huge rumor out on the internet that I just got sent, from somebody here, that the president has activated the Marine Reserves, for this, that, and the other. That is a huge, huge fake story.
Yeah, I saw that go by. On somebody on a post that came through my way, and I didn't really give it much credence.
It's ridiculous. You know how I know that?
Okay.
I have a Marine Reserve unit like a mile away from me,
mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody been activated there.
Well, right, exactly, and you know what though?
By the way, my son,
mm-hmm.
who is currently assigned to the Marine Commandant as mm-hmm. one of his senior officers. Guess what? Nothing from there.
Well, right. And you know, from time to time, there are drills and there are things that go on where units get activated or you know, they have some kind of practice, making sure that they're ready. Those kinds of things go on all the time.
But to activate the United States Marines, the reservists, to call them up for possible action against the Antifa and this, that, and the other. No.
Yeah, we call that clickbait, too, sometimes.
Yeah, well, they want you to click on a website or something and, go to whatever. But anyway, now, Joe Biden, also over the weekend, said that the president will not destroy him or his family. Well, I don't think anybody's trying to destroy him. They just want the facts to come out, don't they?
Well, certainly. And this is part of Joe Biden's new shtick, and that is every time that he's asked about, hey, what is that going on there in the Ukraine with Hunter Biden or, any of this general thing about what's coming out about Biden, he switches it over to Trump, and he gets really mad, and he starts saying, you've got to talk about this man and this kind of stuff. And so I think that's a lot of blustering. But, no, nobody's trying to destroy anybody, but the American people do want to understand what's going on about this. If we're going to impeach Donald Trump over something about Ukraine, I think they want the whole story.
Yeah. By the way, what's weather like where you're at tonight?
It's actually real nice. It's cooled down, but we've had a couple of days of warm weather during this October.
Well, to the north of you, it's about to get really exciting, and I'm going to be talking about that during the Truckers Highway and Viber Report, so tune in.
Exactly. Well, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. A wealth of information. We always are able to tell you about things when he comes on that you won't hear anybody talking about. Oh, you might hear it sometime tomorrow afternoon or maybe Tuesday morning. But very seldom do you hear the people talking about the stuff that we're sitting on top of tomorrow's news tonight right here. And in some cases, it's the day after tomorrow's news tonight. Anyway, it is what it is. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. Yeah, there's some really interesting weather coming in the Northern Rockies again this week. Rig for silent running out there.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. Quarter cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive driving here right feet. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. There ain't nothing wrong with his radio, and I'll tell you what, now it is what it is. Thank you very much there, Mr. Ray. We appreciate you. He's rooster cruising with that one, and that song's been around for a while. I do mean a while. All righty, well, let's go here, because we have got... You ready for this, guys and gals, going up to the northwest and, oh, gosh, I don't know, maybe across Wyoming or maybe Colorado into Utah or Seattle or Portland, or, gosh, maybe you're going to San Francisco, or maybe you're going to Sacramento or Reno. Well, get ready. Snowstorm is a brewing. Now, there is a big-time U.S. developing winter storm, which is going to bring heavy winds, strong winds and heavy snow to portions of the Northern Rockies Tuesday through Thursday. Now, it will start all the way up in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, over into Montana. It'll work its way on down into Wyoming, and lots of Wyoming is going to see lots of white stuff. And you're also going to see some in the Rockies to the north and the west of Denver, and down in the southwestern part of Colorado and the southeastern corner of Utah, and up north and east of Salt Lake City as you go up I-80 and start climbing to get up into Wyoming. So be advised, if you're going that away and you're leaving right now, and you're going to be out there Tuesday over Wednesday over Thursday, the winds are going to get really strong out there, and it's going to be blowing that snow around. And I don't need to tell you what happens then out there. I-80 will be involved. I-90 will be involved. I-94 will be involved. Parts of I-15 will be involved. Parts of I-25 will be involved. And parts of I-70 will be involved, going up over the top out of Denver into Utah, where you pick up I-15. Now, also in the weather tonight, we have some high winds streaming around the northern part of California. There's a system that's coming in off the shoreline there in the Pacific, and it's going to bring a little bit of rain with it to certain areas. But in the meantime, out in front of it, you've got some wind blowing tonight, so be advised of that. We've got a pretty good frost going tonight in in Nebraska, rather, that's dropping the temperatures down around 28 to 32 degrees in many parts of Nebraska. Also, the eastern part of Colorado, you got a heavy frost in it, advisory there. Also, in the western part of Kansas, Amarillo, Texas, to include Lubbock, Texas tonight, got a frost warning there. Up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, from the Twin Cities all the way up into Duluth, you've got some chilly temperatures there, and another big frost warning up that away. Now, there's the threat of some scattered showers on the Wisconsin-Minnesota border, on down towards Idaho or towards Iowa. Sioux City might be getting a little bit of rain tonight. You might have some rain along I-40 right now around Fort Smith, Arkansas, eastern Oklahoma too. Might have some rain in Tennessee, down in the southern part of Tennessee tonight. That could happen. You got some winds down around El Paso on I-10, up on I-40 east of Albuquerque, going over into Amarillo. You got some winds there in the New Mexico side. And then over here on the east side, northeast quarter, not looking too bad tonight in New England and upstate New York. Not looking too bad tonight coming down I-95 until you get down into the Jacksonville area. And then for some reason, and this has been going on for about a week or so this time of night, for some reason you've got some rain showers in the area. You've got some light fog in the area. We're talking I-95 from St. Augustine up to the Florida-Georgia line and maybe into Brunswick. But that's all right there right now coming in off the Atlantic Ocean, and conditions are such that that's what's transpiring right now. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J. And remember, your Pilot and Flying J, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because some really, really, really good facilities there right now, and some of the best that you'll find anywhere out on the highway. Now, I don't need to tell anybody about the Flying J's, because they've been around for a while. Most of them have been remodeled, and they've had some different restaurants and things put in them, like an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Cinnabon's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and the Dunkin' Donuts full-service stores, which are the donuts and breakfast sandwiches in the morning. You got a little lunch menu. You got a little dinner menu there, so you can spread it around. And the bigger Flying J's have always got something added in them, like around the big cities. You might find an Arby's, might find a Dairy Queen, might find a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, could be a Wendy's, a McDonald's in there, as well as the sit-down restaurant. So whatever floats your cork, as they say. And remember that the Pilots and Flying J's always have parking and Catskills, and they've got your permits to get your oversized and overweight and overhiked loads, trip packs to get your loads in time to get paid in an early fashion. Truck washes are either at the premises or close by. You like those audiobooks? They got them there to rent. Pay phones, high-speed internet, kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing to public laundry. Got to do your laundry, right? Showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, including in the parking lot, too, and lounges with big-screen televisions for the professional drivers are all available there. So check them out. Pilot Travel Centers or your Flying J. Now, we were over in the Orlando area at the Omni Resort over the weekend. Had a pretty good crowd there. 500 people showed up. That's according to the tickets that were turned in and people that signed up and whatnot to get in, because that's what you had to do. So they had over 500 people show up, and it was a great crowd, and I enjoyed getting to meet a lot of the folks that were over there, and a lot of our listeners over in that area. Made sure they came up and introduced themselves, and was happy to see them. And had some great speakers there, and it was just a great time. And we'll be out doing it again Tuesday. When I say we, Kathy Chamberlain, the Deplorables author, is going down with me down to Englewood for the Liberty Patriots, Florida, Liberty Tree Patriots, Florida, meeting, along with the Englewood Republicans down there, the new Englewood Republican Club. It's a joint meeting at the Englewood Civic Center. Starts at 6:30, goes to 9 o'clock. And don't forget that it's free. The event is free. So come on out and see us. We're going to be talking about rules for radicals and rules for deplorables and what we can do to straighten the mess out that we got going on. But God knows it's all hands on deck to take care of the situation that America's faced with right now. And we'll be telling you about that and about what you can do to stand up for America and do it in a way that you'll know that you're definitely making a difference. So how's that? And that's what we did over there on Saturday when I was over there. That was very well received, what we had to say. So there you go. But in the meantime, the president has accused Nancy Pelosi of treason and has called for her to be immediately impeached. Wow. Oh, wow. I'd love to see that happen, wouldn't you? All right, we're coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.